MGTOW Man, welcome back. And if you can't tell, lately I've been getting more to what I would say genuinely have an interest for within making MGTOW content, which is the freedom to aspect of the philosophy. And it relates largely around three pillars that I connect MGTOW with in my own path. It's the spiritual path, minimalism, and self-actualization, which is kind of the conquering fear, reaching my goals aspect. So I think I'm gonna stick to that in this one as well. And I got your comment in the last video, Oslo. Good one. You caught me. Hoodie got a little lazy. Combined with the laziness, the fact that my scratch discs were full, needed a hard drive. I was like, I'm going to stop doing it. But, you know, I think it was a nice touch. I might get back to that in a couple weeks, doing about three or four. I was thinking about it as well. So today I'm going to continue on with discussing this idea of ghosting. And I think that there are a number of ways for the MGTOW man to get to whatever their MGTOW pillars are, as I listed. As this is the thing, the number of men going their own way is increasing, but in that, the reasons for men to go their own way are changing all the time. And that's the difficult thing, that when a MGTOW man, let's say, gets interviewed, maybe for an article or something, or it becomes something that is talked about in the public sphere, the thing is, there is really no way to encapsulate all of MGTOW because there are so many different reasons that men go their own way, and there are so many ways that a man goes his own way. The pillars that men are trying to reach are largely different as well, and how we get there is different, but ghosting is often a pillar in making that route easier. The purpose of ghosting for a MGTOW man is to augment the chances that a man will reach the pillars of purpose that he set out in front of himself. That is what ghosting does. Ghosting is protection for the purpose of reaching the goals that you've set out. So let's talk about that today. And when you talk about ghosting, or you do things that would be considered ghosting, society will say, people will say, it's socially deviant, it's threatening, it's an indication that you're probably inept, you're trying to hide that, you're trying to hide something dangerous, or you have very little confidence in yourself. It's paranoia, which is the title of the video today, strangeness, even mental illness, or downright fear. And you're probably thinking to yourself, wow, that sounds like the MGTOW shaming lines right there. And you're right. This is because ghosting and MGTOW are brothers. They're almost one and the same. And I got an email loosely regarding ghosting the other day following my deleting my old ego video that I made. And while it touches on a lot of things, what it says about ghosting and social media in particular is pertinent and useful. So I'm going to give most of it a read and keep him anonymous. Hey, man. It seems when on the right path, you'll find small intricacies in the life that you live that resonate, reflect, and give you the aha moment, a micro version of deja vu. Well, tonight I found the video all too familiar to not send an email. Ego. I recently deleted my online social media websites, 1,500 Facebook, 570 Instagram followers. I'm currently reading the book Privacy in the Age of Big Data, which I encourage you to read. And after the last ex ousted for cheating via her social media, I wanted to up my security because with the Zuckerberg talkbacks to Congress, I realized I wasn't me and the person I send to text to weren't the only ones who could read my personal messages. So with that being said, I've refrained from social media and the first initial weeks were interesting. People considered me paranoid, strange, an outsider. A few respected it. And I found others going through the same situation. I kept my Instagram set heavily to private mode and left the last photo with an intermission picture and a message saying I'm taking a hiatus. The only reason I hold on to it is when looking for roommates in X city or X city. And they ask for social media to get a quick idea of who you are and what you're into. So times have changed. Plato's allegory of the cave is a good analogy to this dynamic in our society. In a nutshell, if you haven't read it, the cave equals comfort, addiction, and no growth. Outside the cave is risk, freedom, and growth. And people in the comfort bubble cave are afraid to leave and cast out outsiders. Eventually, the outsider has to compromise to survive within society. And currently, I'm accessible by text or phone, mainly due to work-related notices, secret Facebook, checked once a day for 5 minutes, 30 family and close friends, and Instagram once a month. This change has greatly affected my removal of ego. What a stupid world I was trapped in. The need to impress people I have currently no connection with, and a perpetuated mindless self-indulgence, fulfilling a false sense of pride, and it showed me people were putting merit, honor, and status into things that didn't exist or have any close contact to their reality. It robbed others of potential opportunity, pure disillusion. Being in the entertainment business, I'm sort of at a crossroads. They say when you care the least about this industry or don't want to be a part of it anymore, that's where the weird energy leads to a big break. I think one of the keys to unlocking potential is realizing your farts probably stink. I would agree a lot with this, and I think this is an important topic as well, and it goes back to kind of letting go at times. As Lao Tzu said, to hold, one must let go. Or Bruce Lee, be water, my friend. I found peace and comfort in the reduction of ego. I'm just a normal dude trying his best to pay bills and make ends meet. All that extra fluff is a passing phase. King for a day, peasant for a lifetime. A gracious provider grounded in reality is where I'd like to live. Side note, makes me incredibly sad seeing I call them the drones, but people on the subway every day glued to the dopamine boxes trapped in the Matrix. I can tell instantly which simps women are trying to play their web of guys via text or dating apps when sitting on the train commuting to or from work. Anyways, MGTOW, just as a movement to some, philosophy to me, has its people with altruistic intuitions that make it difficult for people trying to make legitimate progress and development within. And I've found it touches topics other men's topics and discussions won't or don't. And while I'm not going monk and would like to one day have a family, the right man builds his house upon the rock. I'll take the year or two commitment towards building a safety net and leverage so I won't be stepped all over or left between a rock and a tight place. Lastly, I also might note, removing social media encourages one to read and write. There's a certain quota in the human psyche that requires this fulfillment. You end up reading more books and taking more creative avenues. Just like not having MP3s and music all the time, you want to sing, to whistle, to express oneself. I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but this media bombardment is a form of creative intellectual control, a creative vacuum. Thank you again for this email. Good content, a lot here, and I can go many ways with this, but I want to mainly focus on the removal of the outside and focus on what's needed, which ghosting permits in our lives. Ghosting allows for the creation of the world that you need to have the most life leverage. All the while, people don't have any idea of that which you're building. It's like keeping that ace in the hole. And there are a lot of desperate people out there today. This is why ghosting is important. There are a lot of people that don't want success or to build it for themselves or stability. They'd rather see it created outside of themselves and then cling to it when they see it. Don't let them see it. And ghost and that mentality will be usurped as you lose satisfaction in what you do. Then you'll want the validation. But remember, flattery lingers about as long as beauty. And part of this is social media. You have to realize that I'm speaking to a wide range of men in these videos, and men that come and go. One day have an interest in the content, and the next day they move on, and that's fine. That's how it goes. But also realize that there are men that are living off the grid and have no need of a phone many days, while some of us work in industries in which social media is actually part of the job. For me, I've never had a Facebook, never had an Instagram, but the social media accounts that I've had, Twitter and YouTube, exist for the sake of information that will allow me to leverage myself elsewhere. And beyond that, deleting your account, I advise it. That's obvious. But the biggest reason isn't even necessarily related to ghosting, which it can be, but I find that it's related to the fact that you're able to delete one more thing. As I said in MGTOW, mental minimalism is agility as well. Minimalism doesn't end after looking at the physical contents of the world around you. That's just often a reflection of what is going on in your mind. If you look at what's around you, what you have in your room, that's often a reflection of your mind at the time. Not always. But if you can remove greater distractions and vain thought that is paraded on social media, you'll be that much more swift. And I liken this to when you work out. And it's been proven that when you have a negative thought come into your brain, a stressor, a worry, and you're in the middle of a squat, let's say a squat rep or a bench rep, oftentimes you're far weaker. You're not able to push as much. You're not able to perform as well. And this is closely related to this mental minimalism. So delete. And people that don't have social media today are going to be viewed as maybe rude, shut-ins, and those that don't have drive. It's a very closely related today. These things are paired, and it's sad to see this, that public expression of what you're doing is always affiliated with drive. Drive by itself that is not shared, it's viewed as something that people are not proud in. It's viewed as not worthy, and that's where the mistake is made. That's shown how far we've come or how low we've stooped. Okay, whistling and creating, even if a soul doesn't see it or hear it, it's not valued today because the social media world is where it's supposedly validated. So if a MGTOW man whistles in a forest, does it make a sound? It doesn't matter. Okay, for this man, being able to whistle whenever, wherever, and for as long as he wants is the goal. So you ghost. And ghosting can require some tact, quite a bit. And some men ghost on a different level, literally not appearing, while some ghost in plain sight. And I think for you, You have to choose. You have to assess how much tact that you're willing to apply and how well you handle attention and distractions. And lastly, I've talked about removing yourself from these platforms in many senses, and this follows along the thought of not voicing your goals. I like to keep them close to my chest, to do not tell people them, not express them, or speak about them, because it lowers the external circumstances and expectations while aggregating the time that you can spend on the goals that nobody has expectations for. So thanks again for this email. I've got 103 in my inbox right now. I'll get to them ASAP, guys, but keep sending them my way. SunriseHoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter @SunriseHoodie. Hoodies up, men. Hoodies out.